Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather in Israel is quite pleasant today. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, clear skies with a gentle breeze make it perfect for being outside. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying mild temperatures. A warm night is expected across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, in Israel, aligning with Trump, but waiting for the opportunity to fight back. The cabinet understands the need to avoid disagreements with the U.S. president, but waits to complete the elimination. This comes from Israel Hayom earlier today. Also, Netanyahu stated Iran's nuclear sites would have become new Auschwitz without Israeli action. He spoke at the Remembrance Day opening, highlighting the alliance between Israel and the United States. This was reported by I-24 News this morning. Also this hour, Trump threatens Iran, saying if they don't negotiate, they will see problems never seen before. He mentioned the military campaign against Tehran last night. Israel Hayom reported this a short time ago. Separately, Lebanon faces a dilemma over whether fighting will resume on two fronts, amid Hezbollah concerns. The Trump-imposed ceasefire leaves Israel uneasy. Ynet provided this update earlier today. And finally, at soldiers' graves, the rows keep growing. Israel's Memorial Day is shaped by new loss. Varda Morel stands by her son's grave in Jerusalem's Mount Herzl Military Cemetery. This story comes from The Forward, reported earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24News_EN highlighted Israel's first ever special ceremony for lone soldiers. This was posted just minutes ago. The account Ostrovaveye noted that Israel has two memorial days, each reminding of the costs of not having and of maintaining a nation state. This was shared 26 minutes ago. Jerusalem Post reported that Israel pauses for Yom HaZikaron to honor the fallen. This update came 30 minutes ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the Israeli cabinet's alignment with Trump. Israel Hayom reports that while there is an understanding to avoid disagreements with the U.S. president, there is anticipation for the right moment to act decisively. This situation underscores the delicate balance between diplomatic relations and defense strategy, impacting future military engagements. Turning to Netanyahu's comments on Iran, speaking at the Remembrance Day opening, he emphasized the critical role of Israel and the U.S. in safeguarding Western civilization. I-24 News highlights Netanyahu's message that without Israeli action, Iran's nuclear sites posed a grave threat. This stance reinforces the ongoing tension between Israel and Iran. Meanwhile, Trump's recent threats towards Iran add another layer to the geopolitical tension. Israel Hayom notes his remarks about unseen consequences if Iran refuses to negotiate. This rhetoric increases pressure on Tehran and signals potential escalation in the region. In Lebanon, the dilemma over fighting on two fronts is complex. Ynet reports that the ceasefire imposed by Trump leaves Israel in a state of uncertainty. Public sentiment favors a decisive blow to Hezbollah, yet military restraint is evident. This situation could impact regional stability and Israel's strategic calculations. Finally, on Israel's Memorial Day, personal loss is deeply felt. The Forward describes how the day is marked by growing rows of graves, reflecting recent conflicts. This solemn occasion reminds the nation of the sacrifices made by its soldiers and the ongoing cost of conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, as part of the Growth Plus project by Calcalist and Polim Tech, Taylor Brands' Yali Sar discussed reverse engineering success with DAPA's founder, Karen Yakolev-Zur. This came in earlier reporting from CTech. Separately, eToro has acquired Israeli startup Zengo for $70 million. This acquisition will help eToro expand its digital asset offerings, as reported by Globes. And finally, Israel's budget deficit narrows to 4.2% of GDP, despite war costs. Data from Ynet Business show the deficit fell, aided by continuing budget discipline and delayed war outlays. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.